From mom, stepmom, wife, and co-parent, come with me on this new chapter of new beginnings and adventures to becoming Bonnie, a different mom and a co-parent. Hi everyone, and welcome back to Becoming Bonnie. Today I want to talk about my stepdad. I met my now stepdad when I was 7 years old. He was this chill, cool, quiet guy. And if you know him, he is still this cool, chill, quiet guy. He was the only guy my mom ever introduced to me. She had been single for about 2 to 3 years by this time. I know she dated somebody else because my godbrother told me. But Juan was the only man she ever brought around me. We used to go to this mercado in East LA and just go eat all the food and walk around and chill. We used to go to his house because he had all these super cool lowriders that he would work on in the backyard. And he was just super fun. We would hang out with him. About a year later, Juan moved into our house. I didn't see it as a big deal. I loved Juan and had gotten used to him being around all the time. I remember making him a Father's Day card because that's how I saw him, as a dad. But I always just called him Juan. Sometime after that, my mom got pregnant with my little brother, Anthony. And I was ecstatic. I was so excited to be a big sister. But I was also sad because Juan was going to have his own child now. And that came with fears of mine. Like, would he still love me? Would he still take me to places like he did now? Would he still want to be my dad? Would he still give me the attention he did now? I was scared that after my baby brother was born, I was just going to be pushed aside. My mom and him were going to have a baby together, their own little family, and how was I going to fit into it? Even though I had all of these questions, I was too scared to ask any of them. And I didn't. At this time, my mom was going to college in the evenings, so Juan would pick up food for us, and we would sit on the couch, hang out, talk, and watch TV. And I really enjoyed our us time. And I tried to soak in as much as I could because I didn't know how much more I was going to get of it once my little brother was born. Then my baby brother was born. And everything at home was great. All of my feelings of being replaced as their child went away. We were a family. But as my baby brother got older, I started to play with him more. And I guess I was rough with him. I don't know. So Juan would tell my mom, please tell Bonnie not to play with him like that. And I thought he was telling me, like, do not play with my son like that. Like, chill, I'm just playing with my little brother. But I didn't say anything, and I was just more careful. Then time passed, and Anthony did what toddlers do, and annoy their big sister. And I would get annoyed. And so I would tell him stuff. And Juan would tell my mom, please tell Bonnie to stop. And I was annoyed for two reasons. One, like, he's my little brother, I'm just playing with him. And two, why don't you just tell me? Like, why are you telling my mom to tell me? I'm not sure what happened, but for a few months, he moved out. But he would still come over every single day and put my little brother to bed. He really was a great dad. At this time, I didn't care much for him to come back, if I'm being honest, because it annoyed me that he was telling me how to be a big sister. Now that I'm older, I see that he was telling me how to be a big sister, but not in the way of, he's my son, don't treat him like that, but in a dad loving and caring way of, be more careful with your little brother. I also know now that he didn't tell me anything because my mom had set this rule that she would be the only one to reprimand me with anything, big or small. So he wasn't allowed to. And now I know that. But back then, I just thought everything Juan was doing was just because I wasn't his daughter. I used to go with my biological dad almost every weekend. Then I would come home sometimes and my mom would be like, oh, we went here. And it looked like so much fun. So I remember one weekend I stayed home and they went nowhere. So then I went with my biological dad and they went out. I would randomly stay home and we would go nowhere. So I felt as if they were going out on the weekends that I was gone because they didn't want to take me. So I spent less time at home. Every weekend, weeks I had off, extra days, even most of my summers, I would just spend at my biological dad Robert's house. They never knew that I felt this way. And I know they didn't do any of it intentionally, but I feel like when you have a child that splits their time, it's so important that you plan activities and trips around them and think about how they were feeling if they're not included in these plans or trips or activities. Because let me tell you that when I was 11, 12, 13, this was hurtful, even if it wasn't intentionally. When I was 13, my biological dad moved to South Carolina. So now it was just my mom, Juan, my little brother, and myself. We were a family all the time now. In eighth grade, I hurt my knee and I had to go to physical therapy. So Juan would not work on those afternoons and he would pick me up from school and take me to my physical therapy appointments. Juan to this day is a very quiet man, but oh man, were those car rides awkward. They were so quiet because we had nothing to talk about. And I know he felt the awkwardness, but still, for months, every week, he took me to my appointments. During my sweet 15, a quinceañera, my mom had money saved up, but Juan stepped up and helped her, and he also paid for a dress that I really, really wanted that was out of my mom's budget. I appreciated everything Juan did for our family. Even though we didn't have conversations or hang out like we used to when I was smaller, I did love and care for him as a dad. As a tradition during your sweet 15, you dance with your dad. So I did. I danced an English song with my biological dad, and I danced a Spanish song with Juan. It was my way of showing that I appreciated and loved him. And I know that he appreciated that. When we danced, I remember him telling me how proud he was of me. A year passed, and I got this wonderful opportunity to go to Europe for a week and a half. But man, that was expensive. Besides my mom working her butt off so I can go, which I am so appreciative, Juan gave me money to go and to spend. I remember telling him just a simple, thank you. Nothing big, because we really didn't speak to each other and I wasn't going to oversell a thank you. It's not that we didn't speak because of anything bad. Just for years, I felt that since he had his son now, he didn't care or love me as much as he did before my little brother was born. I graduated from high school and was accepted to a really great college. My mom struggled with the large tuition cost, but Juan told her, if that's where she wants to go, that's where she's gonna go. And he put the missing amount for the years I went to college. He also bought me my first car. And he told me, if you ever need anything, call me and I will be there as fast as I can. And I did call him, and he showed up every time as fast as he could. Silently, but with only a simple thank you, Juan helped my mom on the back end with everything and anything that I needed and wanted. I appreciated Juan so much for everything he had done for me, but because our relationship was what I felt estranged, I didn't ever tell him any of this. I would just say thanks, like he was paying for dinner or something small. But it was never something small. Everything he did for me was big and out of love. Because he didn't have to do any of these things for me. He didn't have to care for me. He didn't have to take me to doctor's appointments, pay for anything for me, be supportive, or love me. But he did, and he did all of this without expecting anything in return. My second year of college, I got pregnant with Bethany. And when I told my parents, I can feel the disappointment in both of their eyes. And this was the first time that I had ever felt that. My dad felt utterly in love with Bethany. And my love and respect for Juan grew 10 times more when I saw him interacting with Bethany. Seeing my dad with Bethany just filled my heart with so much joy and love. He loved my daughter so much, and he never said, she's my step-granddaughter. She was just his granddaughter. They did everything together. Her and her grandpapa were inseparable. He bought her everything she wanted and catered to her in anything. Oh, this poor grandpapa. When I was about 22 years old, I went to Vegas with my parents for a family wedding. After the wedding, we went out to enjoy Vegas. I had been to Vegas before for my 21st birthday, and it was a lot of fun and we had crazy stories. But to this day, this is my favorite Vegas story ever. My dad and I were drinking. I mean, that's what you do in Vegas. And we were in Old Town Vegas, which is like a big street with casinos and bars on the end, and you just walk up and down. It was about 2 or 3 in the morning, and we were arm in arm in front of everybody else. And we started talking. And I told him how I felt in the past 15 years of my life. How I felt pushed to the side when my baby brother was born. How I had always loved and respected him, but I didn't know how to talk to him. I thanked him for everything he did for me, from doctor's appointments, my 15, Europe, college, my car, everything. I thanked him for loving my daughter so much. He told me how much he loved me and how proud he was of me. That he didn't mean to push me aside when my brother was born. And he apologized for ever making me feel like I wasn't wanted in the house. I told him I loved him and if I can call him dad. He said he would love that so much, and we hugged. And everybody behind us was like these drunk crazies, but they had no idea that he and I had just broken down a wall that had been there for 15 years with just one conversation about how we felt. I'm sure we said a lot more because I was told that we talked for about an hour, but I was drunk. He was always just Juan for 15 years of my life, so calling him dad didn't just happen with the flip of a switch. But as time passed, it became easier and easier, and 9 years later, he's my dad, and I cannot imagine calling him Juan ever again. During my 1 year separation, I struggled. From needing my car fixed, to helping with Bethany, and honestly in the beginning, financially. We had separated in the summer right before school started. And this is important because I worked at a school and didn't work that summer, so no paycheck. I reached out to my dad. I was so embarrassed. He had helped me before with money, but for college or educational stuff. And I had never actually asked him for money. He would just offer it to my mom for me. Well, I asked him for money. And he asked me, "Do you girls have food?" And I said, "Yes." I mean, honestly, we had some food, but I just needed rent money. I mean, I could survive off a couple noodles if I needed to. I didn't care. He came the next day and he gave me rent money. He gave me extra money for groceries for a couple of weeks. And he said, "I don't want to see your fridge empty. And do not worry about paying me back." And unless my mom listens to this episode, she won't know about this because he never told her that I reached out for help. I ended up getting pregnant with Charlotte and reconciled with my husband. Again, my dad's face of disappointment when I told him I was pregnant is engraved in my mind. But let me tell you, if this man loved Bethany, he adores Charlotte. They're homies. My dad would literally walk to the end of the world for us. Fast forward to my separation now. He is my rock. He has helped me with my girls when I have needed him. He checks up on me to make sure we're good and we don't need anything. He comes with bags of snacks because Charlotte says I never get the snacks she likes. And well, whatever Princess wants, Grandpapa gets. 3 years after having my first daughter, Bethany, I lost contact with my biological dad. I messaged him that I was pregnant with my second daughter, but that was it. Then 2 years ago, I reached out to him, and after a year of speaking again, he wanted to meet Charlotte and see Bethany again. I wanted my daughters to meet their grandpa, and I say meet even though Bethany knew him because she was 2.5 the last time she saw him and she didn't remember him. My little one, Charlotte, didn't even know that my dad, Juan, was my stepdad. But before I even told Charlotte that my dad was my stepdad, I had a conversation with my dad, Juan. I told him I was in contact with my biological dad, Robert, and that I wanted the girls to meet him, but only if it was okay with him. that his feelings were my first priority, and that if he didn't want us to go, we weren't going to go. He told me, I don't have any fear of him taking you girls from me. You three are my girls and will always be my girls. My dad Juan is the best dad and grandpapa to my girls. He is the best dad to me. Since the day when I was 17 and he told me to call him if I ever needed anything, he would be there as soon as he could. He has kept his word and always shows up when we need him. And trust me, my poor dad, we need him a lot. Our relationship has grown a lot since that conversation we had in Vegas. I'm not saying we have long conversations, because if you know my dad, that's not him. But we have great conversations now. He doesn't just assume I love him and appreciate him. He knows it because I am telling him constantly. My dad is not very affectionate, but he makes sure we know we're loved. Even though he and my mom moved an hour away, he still makes time and makes sure to come down here, even if it's simply just to have breakfast with the girls and I. My dad does everything out of love, and my girls and I are so blessed to have him here. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's not easy growing up with a step-parent, but I'm so glad that I had that conversation with my dad and that our relationship is what it is now. And I took a lot of the stuff that I grew up fearing and too scared to speak about. And when I became a stepmom, I really tried hard to make sure that my son didn't have any of these fears or feelings when he was with our family. And I really do hope that I did a good job of that. So I hope you stay tuned for next week's episode. See you guys.